Maybe you clicked on this video because you feel like you made a grave mistake last night with this woman that you went out with. Or maybe you have this wild idea in mind that you have this gut feeling that it may be something not worth pursuing. Or maybe you were just here because you want to be sure that on your next date, everything will go perfectly. That you might even end up together in a relationship with the woman that you are taking on a date with. Whatever the case is, there are different scenarios to drive a lady away. Now, it's very easy to mess up and it's very hard to undo mistakes, especially if you are just at the stage where you are getting to know each other. But you are wise enough to click on this video, so let's find out about the 7 mistakes that chase the ladies away. Like and subscribe and stay tuned. Being late for your date. Especially if it is the first date ever, don't make a woman wait for you. Unless you have a very valid reason for being late, which I hope is not just the traffic. But making a woman wait for you would be a very off-putting thing to do. You can probably try making it up to her by buying her a drink or giving her a compliment. But the fact that you made her wait would still remain with her for a long time. And it's gonna take quite a while for her to be able to move on from that. Cancelling plans last minute. If being late for your date is off-putting, cancelling your plans last minute is on a whole complete different level. You are two adults dating and have a lot going on in your lives. Things need to be planned ahead of time to prioritise other things that are probably much more important than your date. However, if due to an urgent circumstance, as long as it's not a life-death situation, it's a very disrespectful thing to do. It's disrespectful to her as a woman, and it's a reflection of you as a man who does not care so much about other people's schedules. Getting clingy early on. The question to ask here is, at what stage are you guys in the relationship? How many weeks or months have you been seeing each other? Have you shared personal stories in the past months? How comfortable is she with you? There is nothing wrong with being clingy if you have been seeing each other for quite some time. But let's be real, there isn't really a definite time when it comes to these things. But probably 3 to 6 months together would be a good indication that trust has already been built and some level of comfortability has already been sustained. Then go ahead, you can be clingy. Although I would still remain you to be cautious of being too clingy. However, if it's only been a few weeks or less than 3 months, I suppose that you are still at a stage where you are getting to know each other and whether you are really each other's types. So hold back and make sure to spend time apart. Instead of texting her all day, try to focus on yourself. If you really see this woman as someone that you want to spend your life with, then it would be in your best interest to focus on yourself as well so that you can be the best man for her. Coming on too strong. There is nothing wrong about getting emotional as a man. It is totally normal for men to have feelings just like the ladies. We are all created equal. Both of us have the capacity to feel good or bad. However, similar to being too clingy early on, you have to be careful not to come on too strong as well during the first few weeks or months that you have been seeing each other. Sure, you can tell her stories about your life, career, goals, interests, and many other things. So go ahead and be open with her about your life so that you can allow her to get to know you and she can evaluate whether your values and your lifestyles match. But just like any other things, you need to be aware when it's getting too much, when you are sharing way too much that she can handle. If you share too much at a very little time you have known each other, there wouldn't be that much to talk about anymore, right? It leaves no space for naturally letting the relationship evolve into something deeper as both of you get closer emotionally and even physically. Wishy-washy. Just how invested are you in this relationship? Are you 100% in, or is half of you still not sure about what you want? Before dating anyone who is looking for a serious and long-term commitment, ask yourself these questions first. Nothing drives a woman away faster than a man who is unsure about them. It puts women in a very difficult situation and leaves them very confused whether it is still worth putting in the effort into dating someone who is not serious about the overall relationship. This does not apply only to relationships, but when a woman sees a man who lacks passion and has no clear sense of direction in terms of their career and life goals, it's not a very attractive trait to see in a man. Lack of self-confidence. If you have seen our other videos about attracting women, being confident about yourself is probably one of the most frequently mentioned traits a guy must have. So it's only natural to add the lack of it to the list of things that drive the ladies away. Especially during the dating stage where you are all still in the process of getting to know each other, men are normally the ones expected to initiate when it comes to scheduling dates, arranging the place, and even the topics of conversation. However, if you lack self-confidence and can't even get a conversation going naturally, then she would sense it almost immediately. I have dated different guys in the past and sadly I had to reject them because I just know that these types of men still have a lot of inner work to do. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but a man who does not know how to carry himself can be quite off-putting for the women. Putting her on a pedestal. Do you feel like she is too good for you or that she is way out of your league? What made you say these things so early on in the relationship? Instead of putting her on a pedestal, try seeing her as a woman who has flaws too. While compliments are a sure way to win their hearts, compliments excessively is a totally different thing that can only drive a lady away. And this is especially uncalled for if you have just known each other for weeks or a couple of months even. It makes women uncomfortable when a man is putting them on a pedestal. It's not because they are shy or that they don't believe that they are beautiful and amazing. It's literally the way that you put them way above yourself, which is what's causing that uneasiness. So go easy on your compliments and see them for who they truly are, an imperfect person. To be honest, coming up with this list is a piece of cake. It doesn't take too much to ruin a first date or to drive a lady away. Usually it's the little things piled up together that can make her go away, so be careful and just be yourself right from the beginning. I'm pretty sure that your best yourself version isn't too bad if you have done enough to work on yourself. This may sound counterintuitive, but sometimes trying too hard can also drive a lady away. And watching this video is already a good indicator that you are well on your way. Is there anything else that you wish that we should have added to this video? Let us know down in the comments section below. We would also love to hear your own stories about a time where you unintentionally drove a lady away. What were the lessons learned? Share it with us so that other men like you can also learn from it. And for more videos on relationships and attracting the woman of your dreams, like the video and click on that subscribe button. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.